When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Anyone else?
Mike, you gotta watch Hard Knocks?
Absolutely not.
All right, we'll end on that.
Thanks, guys.
Good morning, man. Happy Thanksgiving. I'd like to open my home up to anyone and everyone in here.
All right, good morning, everybody. Hard Knocks was last night. Eventually, like me, maybe you found it. Maybe you had some trouble with HBO Max. Maybe it's a me thing. Doesn't matter. Mike Tomlin, unquestionably, Doran, unquestionably the star.
Mm.
The star. Which, when this was announced way back when, we made that super obvious prediction that he was going to come off looking really good. And there's a few reasons why he comes off looking really good. First of all, that little mini clip we played there, Tomlin on Thanksgiving saying, "My home is open to anybody who wants to be there." He means that.
He means that, but I mean, the logistics around that don't make sense. Because what if everybody's like, "I want to come over"? So how many turkeys are you going to get, and how much time do you have to cook the turkeys?
I bet you Mike Tomlin had enough turkeys and space for his players. Why you got to do that?
I'm just
right
saying,
off the bat, you got to ruin
the topic.
No
sense. It didn't make any sense. Okay, everybody's coming over.
I mean, run down to Boston Market. He can find a way to feed. He makes $18 million a year. I'm sure they figure it out. Get sandwiches for everybody. I'm sure you get a
sandwich.
Yeah, give Moe's a call. I'm sure they can make it happen. Tomlin cares about his guys. Another moment from Hard Knocks. When George Pickens falls down, and then there's the pick six, and by fall down, I mean was dragged down by the helmet by a Bengals defender. Tomlin goes over to him, and they showed that on the game broadcast. Well, now we have all that stuff mic'd up. And Tomlin goes over to George Pickens, puts his arm around him, and says, "I need you to stay with me. This bleep ain't going to decide the outcome of the game." Tells him, "Hey, look at me. Look at me." Basically just saying, stay in the fight. That ain't on you. If it is on you, it's not going to determine the outcome of the game. We're going to go win this thing. And it's stuff like that that gets players like Patrick Queen to want to come here. It's stuff like that why Russell Wilson comes to Pittsburgh and doesn't wind up going to the New York Giants. Mike Tomlin, every year, super popular among players in the NFL when those surveys come out. When the NFLPA surveys come out and the Steelers get knocked for things like not having appropriate childcare and some of their facilities being behind the times, Mike Tomlin, by the players who vote in this, always, always, always grades out as an A.
Mm-hmm.
His players love him. He's never had a losing season. He's won a Super Bowl. And now he's going to be the star and is already the star of Hard Knocks because the personality bleeds through. And I want to throw this question out there to the people, Doran. A, two questions. Is this going to help him win Coach of the Year? I think the answer is absolutely yes. Think about Dan Campbell last year.
Yes.
Or was it 2 years ago? Everyone was rooting for the Lions because everyone wound up loving Dan Campbell. And two, they're 9-3. They lead the AFC North. And now you're getting a behind-the-scenes look at Mike Tomlin the way that fans never really get to see. If you're an anti-Tomlin guy, can the show mixed with the winning, can it actually change your opinion on him? If you're one of these people who for years has been saying, cowards players, for years been saying, oh, you got to get rid of Tomlin. Oh, this year, oh, yeah, they're 9-3, you're going to lose the first round of the playoffs. Can you change your mind on Tomlin based on the show?
And based on what he's done this year, 412-928-9370, what do you think?
I think that you absolutely can. He's way different. You know, whenever the doors are closed and even whenever the cameras are off, and he knows when cameras are on and cameras are off, and he has to do this. He didn't sign up to, I mean, obviously at the press conference yesterday, he's not going to watch it. He's not in favor of having cameras around his facility whenever he's trying to go to work. But, you know, personally being somebody that has been around that and seen how he operates, it's way different than what people are, the portrayal he gives off on Sundays and on Tuesdays whenever he's doing his press conference. And I think he invited us in a little bit yesterday. I forget who asked the question, but they asked about the message getting stale after all these years. And I thought it was a great question.
Yes.
It was a great question. And I was like, you know, I'm interested to hear what he had to say, because Mike Tomlin paused for a second, and I think he thought that that was a great question. And basically he said that, you know, I know that the lifespan of NFL players are short, and I'm trying to maximize their lifespan while they're here and build this culture and try to win, like, basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he gave a really good answer. And that almost just probably leads into, he was setting you up for Hard Knocks and some of the behind the scenes stuff. And he will win a lot of people over, because it is all about winning. It's all about winning. And there's a lot of people at that level, and trust me, I've seen it, that make it about them.
Mm.
He makes it about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers, in his mind, are way, way, way bigger than Mike Tomlin.
Well, one thing I don't think he's ever lost is his respect for the job.
Yes.
His respect for the league.
Yes.
The understanding of the platform that he has, and being thankful, honestly, every single day. He knows he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that, and there's ego that comes with
for
it.
Sure.
No doubt.
Everybody has ego.
Everybody got an ego. I'm talking to a microphone for 4 hours every day. You got to have an ego. If you want to be successful in life, I think you need one.
Yeah,
you
got to
look out for number one. But he has a respect for the league and his position in the franchise, mm-hmm. and he has a respect for how hard it is to win in this league. I think, and I don't know Mike Tomlin personally, I think if you meet him and spend any time with him, though, you come away liking him. There's no doubt about that.
And learning something.
Yes. He is a very bright guy. Very bright guy. He is also charismatic. And I'll tell you, the juxtaposition of Tomlin and Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski and even, shockingly to me, John Harbaugh, it is so stark, man. When Tomlin was trying to fire up his team before the Bengals game, and then they're cutting to Zach Taylor trying to fire up his team before the Steelers game. I mean, it's night and day, dude. If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm rolling my eyes. But Tomlin, the way he communicates, the energy with which he communicates, but also how efficient he is, weirdly,
yeah.
with the way he can kind of get that message into your brain, he's captivating. Kevin Stefanski, when they were 2-8, He asked the question, raise your hand if you want to go to the playoffs. What are you, 5 years old?
Right, what are you, elementary school?
Yeah, was this kindergarten? Raise your hand if you want to go to the playoffs at 2-8. Okay, everyone raises their hand. Ain't none of them think they're going to the playoffs? They're 2-8. And you could just feel the, okay, like substitute teacher vibes from everyone in that room. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin's talking to his team about a game plan for Joe Burrow, and he's got the PowerPoint up there, and everyone's locked in. Talking about the Bengals defense, everyone's locked in. You got Russell Wilson sitting there with his highlighter and he's color-coded and all that. Russell Wilson's been at this thing for a decade plus, and he's hanging on every Tomlin word. I find myself rooting for Mike Tomlin more this year, maybe than I ever have before. And I've been a guy that for a long time was a card-carrying member of the Tomlin fan club, and then in recent seasons it's waned. Because the non-losing thing just wore on me, and the lack of playoff success wore on me, and some of the in-game decision-making, some of the quarterback decision-making has waned on me. I find myself rooting for him because I want him to win, because I want him to be a beloved head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like my football coach at my school, West Virginia, just got fired. I wanted that guy to win. Nice man. You got to win.
Got to win.
I want Tomlin to win because I want to be able to keep rooting for him.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he's stuck around for so long, is, you know, what you're about to see in Hard Knocks and some of those things. And you talk about comparing him to Stefanski, comparing him to Zach Taylor, the reason why he is what he is now and how captivating that is whenever you do watch him and speak and how he gets that message across is because he was thrust into that role early and he had no choice but to sink or swim. Being a 36-year-old, you know, coming off of being a D coordinator, a defensive backs coach, but then you're dealing with guys that had just won a Super Bowl. Like, coward's players, as we like to say that. Like, so you're going in there and you got to tell all those men, a lot of Hall of Famers, some of the greats that we've ever seen, and you got to lead them. Like, you have no choice. So I think that his starting point is the reason why clearly he is the way he is now, because he had no choice. Like, Stefanski, they didn't have that. You know, whenever they started becoming, whenever their first year of being a head coach, they didn't have that type of like players and that type of perception of their organization of actually having to hold up and to the standard is the standard. Like, he was thrust into that at a young age, and you know, he had no choice but to sink or swim. And I think that all the experience just amounts to him having everybody believe into what he is selling.
Super well said.
Yeah.
Like, and I hadn't thought of it really from that standpoint, at least not for a while, Doran, because we don't do these Tomlin deep dives all that much. Usually it's, if they don't make the playoffs, X, or if this happens, Y, or this, Z. The amount of pressure. The last two head coaches won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Knoll wins 4. Cowher wins 1. Cowher coached in numerous championship games. The last year of Cowher, they didn't make the playoffs. But they had all those Super Bowl guys.
Right.
And so you come in, and what's he do? He kicks all their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Colbert sitting up on the side of the hill. Chuck Knoll. And Craig Wolfley and Tun Shilkin used to tell the story all the time. They're sitting up there with Kevin Colbert, and they start banging in practice. And Colbert's like, oh. He didn't know that they were going to hit and tackle and be as physical as they were in practice. And Colbert's like, all right, I guess this is how it is. And a lot of those guys couldn't stand Tomlin because of it at the time, but they respected him because he came in and told a bunch of dudes, this is how we're going to do it, and iron sharpens iron, and all those things, standard to standard, all that stuff. And it takes a while to buy in. Then the next year, he sort of pulled off the reins a little bit for those veteran guys, giving them some Wednesday days off, things of that nature, and he sort of melded the two philosophies. But the pressure to come in and win, and he had to make it his team and not Cowher's team.
Right.
I got to come and be a harder, tough-ass guy, or a harder, tough-ass, harder guy, whatever, than Cowher was. And from that point on, never had a losing season.
No.
And there's more important things. We understand win Super Bowls. But what I'm wondering now, 412-928-9370, if you haven't seen Hard Knocks, you should check it out. Awesome. Can this change your mind on Tomlin? The behind-the-scenes stuff and, by the winning, the 9-3. 412-928-9370. Want to hear from some of the Tomlin haters today. We don't invite the Tomlin haters. They usually just weasel their way in. We're inviting you today. Can you change your opinion on Mike Tomlin this year? 412-928-9370. Because one episode, Doran's all it takes for me, and I go, man, I want to root for this guy. He's eating barbecue Fritos, which are awesome.
The best. They're addicting.
You can't just have half a bag of barbecue Fritos.
No. They're addicting.
I just want to smell a barbecue Frito.
Yeah, they're good.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're good.
Can this change your opinion on Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. Is this his best coaching job? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. We'll take your calls, your texts, your tweets. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you avoid like burnout in a profession that really can promote it?
I love what I do. It's my job and my hobby. So burnout is not a component of the equation for me. I'm excited each and every week about the challenges that this role provides me and us. In regards to the messaging getting stale, I work with extreme urgency because I realize the careers of these players are short. And so my audience is forever changing. I'm less concerned about getting stale, and I'm more concerned about matching the urgency that is the short careers of most of these players. There are outliers like Cam that's been in there for 25 years listening to me, but I care less about, you know, how he receives the message and more about developing guys like Benton, who's a year and a half into receiving these messages. And man, I just want to continue to hammer home values and cultural values and how to play and so forth. And so experience has taught me that the stale component is probably overblown because the audience is forever changing.
There was a clip in Hard Knocks of Mike Tomlin after the game with Broderick Jones. We see Mike Tomlin giving Russell Wilson the kiss on the back of the head. Say what you will about Mike Tomlin, and I'm sure you will at 412-928-9370. We get it every day on the text line. His players love him.
Yeah.
His players love him. And I went into this first episode of Hard Knocks with an open mind, and I've been firmly in the camp of, hey, man, win playoff games for a long time with Tomlin. I think that's fair. You can respect the man. You can understand he's a really good coach and also still say, dude, it's been 7 years. You got to win playoff games. But I went in with an open mind, and I've seen a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff with Tomlin just in different settings, having gone to training camp and spending as much time in Latrobe as I did over the years. Like, I've seen him on the practice field. I've seen how he interacts with players. I've always respected that. They've always respected him. But I went into this with an open mind saying, okay, I wonder how it's going to make me feel about Tomlin. And one episode, man, and a lot of these clips keep coming out over and over and over on Twitter, and I'm really rooting for him. And at 9-3, I think it's easier. If they were sitting here at 5-7, it's going to be a hard sell. But at 9-3, him being the star of the show, the question is, 412-928-9370, can he win you over? I guess is the best way of putting it. And that could be the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll, trustpj.com. Now, here's a text for him. Hard Knocks is a pointless distraction from football, which will not change anyone's opinion of Mike Tomlin. You either love him or hate him. That's my hypothesis, too. But I'm allowing for it to change my opinion. I'm allowing for it to win me over. He does need to win a playoff game. How do you think people are going to come down on this? You think people are going to move off their spot?
I think it comes down to what you're saying. It comes down to wins and losses. That's all what people want to see. People come off their spot whenever things don't go the way that they're supposed to go in their mind. I think people make up their own narrative in a lot, especially more nowadays than ever. So I think for the moment that you watch Hard Knocks, people could be swayed off the spot. But the moment that they say lose to the Browns on Sunday, you're right back to where you were before.
That's fair.
And I think it's a week-to-week thing.
It's probably the way people should view it. I mean, the wins and losses are the most important thing, especially when it comes to the ultimate goal of hoisting a Lombardi. I just find that I want, maybe this is the best way for me to put how I'm feeling. I want to like him. He runs out onto the field in road venues and there's Steelers fans everywhere and he's jacking them up. He's thanking them after the game, not in the press conference setting, but as he comes off the field, he's giving fans high fives. I love that kind of crap, man. I want my coach to be that way. And then you compare him to Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor got a personality lobotomy. Like this guy doesn't do it for me. Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, two-time coach of the year, but he's asking his team, "Do you guys want to make the playoffs?"
Mm.
Well, we're in it now. Ain't nobody buying that nonsense, Doran. Like, they ain't buying what he's selling.
I mean, you know, if I'm going to war with somebody, if I'm going to battle in sports battles I'm talking about, like, I don't necessarily need to like you, but, like, I want to be able to respect you. And I think that Mike Tomlin isn't out here to be liked. And I don't think that fans should have to want to really like him. They should – I think that they are looking to respect for wins. They're looking to respect him for – winning on the field on Sundays. Like, who cares about liking him? I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, you're never going to break bread with him. You're never going to really, you know, go get a drink with Mike Tomlin. You're never going to have a Thanksgiving meal at his house. That's how I would look at it if I was a fan. Like, I mean, I don't really necessarily need to like the head coach, but do you win or lose?
Yeah.
Do you win or lose?
Here's what I think is wild about this whole season now then, right, is it was this offseason. For a lot of fans, you just wanted to see a step back in the right direction, right? Win a playoff game. Art Rooney II, it's always been win a Super Bowl. Well, now it was, we need to win a playoff game because that's the first step. Now if they win a playoff game and they lose the next one, people are still going to be pissed at Tomlin.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. And I'm not saying that's fair, unfair, but the goalposts have shifted in season because of how much winning they've been doing. And I do get that. Now it does kind of feel like it would be a disappointment if they only win one playoff game. 412-928-9370. You could tweet us. You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This guy used to call in all the time. We haven't talked to him in a little while. Dave in Delmont. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for giving us a ring, man. How you doing?
Good. I appreciate it. I like Mike Tomlin as a person, no doubt about it. But when the rubber hits the road and we're in the playoffs and he needs to make a move, he's going to blow the game, just like he did against the Browns the other week or so ago.
He had a bad clock management situation, too, at the first half against Cincinnati, Dave. I mean, his warts are his warts, and I don't think some of those are changing.
18 years, and he hasn't learned how to use a timeout. That's ridiculous. But the biggest sin was hiring Matt Canada. He just said that he has urgency because the players' careers are not that long. Well, then why would you hire a guy that's coaching at Blue Ridge High School right now, couldn't get a job anywhere else, and wasted 3 years of T.J. Watt, Micah Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward, And they literally had to tell him to get rid of this guy because people told him at the beginning that he was no good. And it took him almost 3 years.
So, Dave, do they need to win the Super Bowl again with Tomlin for you to buy in? Is that what we're looking
at
here?
We'll never win the Super Bowl with him. He will fold.
All right. So, Dave ain't buying it.
No, he's not at all. He's not. He makes a good point about Canada.
He sure does. And that's the thing. You know, Tomlin got a ton of credit by the national media last year for making the playoffs, but he dug the hole that he then had to dig out of.
Mm-hmm.
When the Steelers finished 9-8 with Kenny Pickett in his rookie year, they also started 2-6. So he dug out of a hole of his own creation. I think there's a lot of valid criticism. I've made a lot of the same criticism. The Canada one is a very good one.
Yeah.
Urgency. Well, now you go, you hand it over to Matt Canada. Is he actually coaching at Blue Ridge, by the way?
I don't know. I think you wanted to ask Dave there if he was, right? You're like, is he coaching at Blue Ridge?
I'm going to have to Wikipedia that. Yeah. I'm going to have to Google that one. Valid points.
Yeah, it's valid points.
Like, the way he's coaching this year, having them at 9-3, and then getting the filtered, but the behind-the-scenes look through Hard Knocks, it's got me starting to turn over a new leaf on Mike Tomlin. It really does. Now, you don't want a playoff game? I'll be right back where I was before the season. Like, for sure, if you don't win a playoff game, I will be crushing the guy, I'm sure. But right now, he's winning me over. Is this his best coaching job, or among them? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that as well. Another great moment from Hard Knocks. Mike Tomlin firing up Nick Herbig after his sack. And the outside linebackers coach, and I just saw Chris Carter tweeting about this, was pumping him up all week long. Tomlin was pumping him up all week long. Herbig, you go get Orlando Brown Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You get him.
Mm-hmm.
You get him. And then he got him.
Yep.
And so the question, can Mike Tomlin win you over this year? Wins, Hard Knocks, 412-928-9370. Here's a text. You guys don't think he was playing this up for HBO cameras, do you? Rich from Beaver Falls.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Tomlin is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll give you what he wants to give you in press conferences. I'm not talking about that. His prerogative isn't to give the media everything they want. It's to help his football team win. And so you don't want to put a whole bunch of stuff out there into the ether, right? But I don't think watching, I don't think seeing how the other coaches were talking to their teams, I don't know that it really has much of an impact. Certainly not on Tomlin, the camera's fault. I think he is who he is because he knows his team would see right through it.
Right. I know. I think he's more intense when the cameras are off. I think you got the kind of scaled back version, probably.
You might have gotten 100%. The scaled back version.
Yeah, he isn't given it. He knows the cameras and he knows he's mic'd up. Like, he's very smart and he's going to give you. He's going to give what he needs to give to the team. But it's not going to be the full version. No chance he's going to give the full version.
Well, and they also have, as I understand it, creative control. So the Steelers...
Still wouldn't trust that, though. I wouldn't if I were him.
No.
I still wouldn't trust that.
No, you never... just like we're not supposed to say stuff off air around microphones because you just never know. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Like, if he at some point gave George Pickens an earful about the penalty stuff, I would... Bet you everything I have in my bank account, he didn't want that going in Hard Knocks.
Nope.
That's a good point by you. It's interesting to me, though, that Tomlin got asked about it. He said, absolutely not, I'm not watching Hard Knocks. Absolutely not. And then he's the star. But he's the star because he's just cooler than the other guys. He just is. Texter. Hard Knocks will bring in more supporters nationally for Tomlin, but will change nothing in Pittsburgh, winning the playoffs or else philosophy. I buy that.
Buy that, yes.
Shall we take a call?
Yeah.
Bill in the car, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Bill.
Hey, I called in a couple weeks ago regarding Mike Williams. But, you know, with Tomlin, you know, he reminds me a lot of a typical Steeler coach. He knows when to get into his player's grill. He knows when to put them up. But it comes down to preparation. And, you know, this year, yes, the team seems more prepared. But look at the three losses. Went into Indianapolis with no defensive game plan. Went into this Sunday with a better offensive game plan. So letting his coordinators coach and him managing the whole process, yes, this is probably one of his better coaching jobs.
I agree with that, Bill, and thank you for the call.
412-928-9370.
Do people, and like...
I guess I agree with the last point, because I think you're about to address the first point.
People think that, you know, teams are supposed to win every single game.
Right.
It's crazy. It's not realistic. They're not going to win every game. Only there's one team in the history, of the NFL that won every game. The Dolphins, 1972. One team. It's almost impossible. I don't know. I understand that you want to go into and you have your mindset that you want the Steelers to win every game, or you want your respected team to win every single game, but it's just not realistic. And you have to understand that the other team is getting paid a lot of money too.
And the other coach is getting paid a lot of money.
And yes. And two of the games that you did lose this year were with your backup quarterback.
Every game they lost came down to the wire too. And I will never get over the Browns loss, even if they stomped the living hell out of them this week. Like, that one sticks in my craw. But you lose to Dallas with your backup quarterback. You lose to Indianapolis. I didn't like the way that game started. You lose to them with your backup quarterback. You're 9-3. I think it's one of Mike Tomlin's better coaching jobs. And I do think we have seen game plan specific for opponent this year, and it's been stark. It's been obvious. Against the Browns, they ran it on 17 out of 21 first downs. Against the Bengals, Doran, they threw it 27 times in the first half. 27 times in the first half. Against Atlanta, they didn't throw it once in the middle of the field. Against the Chargers, they threw it almost exclusively in the middle of the field. They are 9-3. They were picked by most, seriously, by most, and Vegas had them in the basement of the AFC North. Russell Wilson, if you extrapolate what he's done through six games out for an entire season, would be an MVP candidate. They're a top 10 offense in the NFL. They're a top 5 defense in the NFL. They're the best special teams in the NFL. Mike Tomlin's done a great job this year. Inarguably, done an awesome job this year. Yes, you got to win a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum, probably. Mm-hmm. But we'll get there when we get there. How's he done this season? He's done a great job. And I think, Doran, with the win-loss record, what it is, plus Hard Knocks, I think he is, if they keep it up, I think he's going to win the Coach of the Year for the first time in his career. I do. I mean, I think this NFL propaganda, HBO Hard Knocks thing, I think it's going to help him.
Oh, yeah.
How you can watch it, see what they're doing on the field, and then not wind up putting him number one. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be the Coach of the Year.
Whether they win, you know, throughout this time period of Hard Knocks, or if, say, they lose to the Eagles, come back and beat the Chiefs on Christmas, I mean, that'll do it. Like, you lost a game to the Eagles, a really good team. You're feeling down. See how Mike Tomlin gets his guys back up to beat the Chiefs on Christmas? That'll do it right there. That'll win him Coach of the Year. And people will be able to see that.
I think two guarantees right now. I think you're going to lose to Philly. And I think you're going to beat the Chiefs. I do think you're going to beat the Chiefs. I think the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC, and if the Steelers beat the Chiefs, I don't know how you wouldn't say that they're right there too. You're going to have to win in the playoffs. That's going to ultimately win people over. But if you think he hasn't done a great coaching job this year, then you just never wanted to like Mike Tomlin.
Right.
Or you liked him at one point, and the 7-year playoff drought has made you not like him. I'm trying to live in the moment with Tomlin. If you would have asked me a couple weeks ago, I was real pissed because they lost to the Browns. But you're asking me now? The way they bounced back against the Bengals, looking at the season on a whole, the way he switched to Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. And I hope for his sake, and I hope because I want to like him, I find myself wanting to like him, I hope he wins a playoff game. I hope he wins a couple playoffs. I hope he wins a damn Super Bowl. 412-928-9370. So the Steelers are turning it around, and we'll talk a lot of Steelers all morning long, as we always do. Are the Penguins, Doran? Turning it around. We'll get into that briefly when we come back. First, though, a reminder, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got Pat Freiermuth texting us right now, talking junk on our college football teams.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Penn State's going to the Big Ten Championship game. Congratulations to Penn State and their fans. That includes Freiermuth. And also his celebration was hilarious in Cincinnati. I mean, I laughed out loud. He is looking for Steelers fans, fake looking for Steelers fans. That was gold. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. More of your phone calls on Mike Tomlin coming up in the next segment, and also what he had to say
about George Pickens in that situation. We'll play it for you. We'll react to it. But how about this last night? The Penguins, in overtime, Brian Rust scores the game-winning goal. Pens got outshot 41-16, but they win. They win 5-4 over the defending Stanley Cup champions. And Doran, they've won four consecutive games.
Oh, no.
And they are right now. You hear my throat do a weird thing there? They are 1 point out of a playoff spot. How about that?
That is pretty unbelievable. For how bad that they've played. And to string off, what, four in a row? I hope that they win.
Me, of course.
We hope that they win.
Of course.
Hope they figure it out.
If this is just the oasis in the desert that is the 2024-2025 season, it's at least fun right now for them to win four games.
Yeah.
They got thoroughly outplayed last night. I mean, they played the best team in hockey last year, one of the best teams in hockey right now in Florida, and they had won four in a row. And Tristan Jarry was excellent, but they gave up a three-goal lead in the third period in 4.5 minutes. So their problems remain their problems, but they were physically pushing back last night. The three games preceding this, they actually played well. Against Boston, they were really good, and Jarry was really good. Confidence is a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing. They are playing with more confidence. Like, that much is evident. There's more of a fluidity to their game. And I can't explain it.
Tomasino.
That must be it.
Yep.
That must be it.
It's always that one player. Like, last year was Bunting.
Well, they got some new blood in there, and I do think that matters. And Carlson's been playing better, which obviously is going to help. I don't know where this goes, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Is it my ears are perked now?
What did I say to you yesterday?
I don't remember.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch the game tonight.
And
I'm intrigued.
It's our job and we'll have it on. Like, that's where I usually am on the Penguins now, is like, it's on and you pay attention and then you listen to the post game stuff and you read. But they were on the main TV last night.
Right, the main TV.
I only have one. I just said that for effect. But I was locked
in. But
you
use your computer, too. You have a TV, and then you have your computer.
And then you got a smartphone.
Right. There's three things going.
I mean, because you got to watch the college football playoff rankings coming out. You want to watch Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch the Penguinos, some college basketball.
Yep.
But they had my full undivided attention last night. And, hey, look, you're not going to play great every game, and you're not going to probably outplay the Stanley Cup champs for 60 minutes. But they got timely goals. They got timely saves. They got the clutch goal from a guy who's always been clutch in Brian Rust. And if you want to be a playoff team, you're going to need to get points when you're not playing well. Their problem is when they played some of these playoff teams or good teams early on in the season, they didn't even give themselves a chance.
It was over before it started.
Yeah, they still have the worst goal differential in hockey despite winning four games in a row. So a lot of work needs to be done. But my word on the Penguins right now, boop, intrigued.
Yeah, I like that.
Intrigued. I'm paying attention. You're on my radar, Penguins.
Correct.
Get her done. They got Toronto on Saturday. Another stiff test.
Home?
I don't think.
Okay.
They're on my radar, Doran. It doesn't mean I got the schedule pulled up.
That's right.
I mean, come on now.
Oops.
Full schedule.
Look.
Actually, they play the Rangers in the Garden on Friday. The Rangers have sucked lately. They're going to make a panic move, which will be hilarious because that's what the Rangers do. Then you got Toronto and Colorado back-to-back. So it doesn't get easier. Get her done.
Mm-hmm.
You get that bad boy up to 7 in a row, now we talking. You'll be in a playoff spot in all likelihood. All right, coming up next, Mike Tomlin addressed George Pickens and the penalties after the game. He addressed George Pickens and the penalties yesterday. He addressed the same thing in two different ways, which means more. We get to it when we come back. Plus your calls on Mike Tomlin, 412-928-9370. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com.